What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We will be hearing from Kevin Stefanski shortly right here on The Fan. And of course, all press conferences on The Fan are brought to us by Montrose Kia. Choose Click Cruise at MontroseKia.com. I hope Kevin says, yes, Kenny Pickett is fine. He's going to be back out there today, and he'll be good to go for next week when we head to Carolina for our first preseason game. If that's the case, Andy, absolutely no ground lost for Kenny Pickett, I would think. If you're good to go and are available, not that you would play, but are available for the first preseason game. In other words, you can go to Carolina next week and practice against the Panthers. No ground lost. If Pickett's not able to go today, next week, all of a sudden I think that starts to become a real factor in the quarterback situation.
I'm not putting Kenny Pickett back out there today. I'm going to be honest with you, unless he's 1,000% healthy. There's no reason.
I don't know if
not
that's
a big
possible.
Deal. So what if he takes another day off? I don't think today matters. I'm not going to put.
I'm not putting him out there if he's not healthy, but I'm just saying if he happens to be healthy today and is good to go or is good to go next week, I just don't think
if
he loses
any. If he's good to go
any,
next week, then put him back out
well,
there.
Well, I don't think he loses any ground. That's my point.
That's fair.
You don't put him out there if he's not healthy. That's a given. But do you think he loses ground this week if he's able to go next week? I don't.
Not at all. They know what he is. They know what Flacco is. To be honest with you, the rookies are what they don't know. And so keep getting those guys work. Is there anybody that doesn't think that Pickett or Flacco is starting?
No, I think
week one.
It's definitely one of those guys.
Let it be. Let him get healthy.
I would think
especially
so.
Especially with a hamstring injury.
Bob's in Akron. Stefanski coming right up. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I appreciate the comparison of no offense, good defense with the Browns and the Guardians. But I have to say that's majorly unfair to the Guardians. We know why the Guardians are in the situation they are. They're a small market team. They don't have any TV revenue, and they don't have a multi-billionaire owner who can lose money and write it off against all the money he's making somewhere else. So they do an excellent job with their resources. The Browns, on the other hand, have as much money as anybody else in the league. And yet, the front office seems to be incompetent, and I have no confidence in Kevin Stefanski's ability to coach a team to excellence. The guy's been with the Browns. He has one playoff win, and that was Baker Mayfield. So it's hard for me to be optimistic about them improving their lot. Help me, please. Thank you.
Bob, thank you for the phone call. I can't sit here and tell you to be optimistic about it. I look at the offense and I just think it's weak. And I don't think they've done enough to improve it. Kind of like the Guardians in the offseason.
Is it wrong of me to say I still can't judge Kevin Stefanski? Some of the moves they made last year, I don't know that they were Kevin's. And when the owner comes out and takes swing and a miss on a quarterback from a couple years ago.
Coach's moves, Andy. Front office moves, aren't they?
Yeah. So, I mean, do we have to? Again, coaches will tell you, I can only coach the players they give me, right? Every coach in the world will say that. So I don't know the untapped potential. I mean,
if they'd like to throw the front office
Art Modell fired Bill Belichick, so anything can happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how you kind of get it. I hear these people get really, really mad at Kevin, and I'm like, I just don't know how much of it's on Kevin. And I like Kevin. I respect the you-know-what out of Kevin.
I think he's a good football coach.
I think he is, too. And I think sometimes we see coaches that are executing what front office wants, executing what ownership wants. And sometimes if you do it too many times, you're going to get executed.
Scheming for what he's been given, as you said.
Yeah, and I think he's done a good job with quarterbacks, scheming with what he's been given. I think he had a... Deshaun Watson, I don't think was easy, especially coming off the year before, and you're trying to revamp your entire offense for one player. I don't always agree with that. So, but I don't think that's on him. If you're trying to take the guy that got paid all the guaranteed money and saying you've got to put this in the box and it's got to fix, it's like trying to close your suitcase on vacation when you know you've got, you know, 10 extra pieces of clothing that can't go in there.
Do you find it interesting? Perplexing, nothing at all, that Quinshon Judkins' storyline is just kind of sitting there right now.
What else can you do with it?
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering. He's the only unsigned draft choice.
It's going to stay that way until they figure out some more of the legal parts of this.
I think you're right about that.
There's nothing else they can do. I think their hands are tied.
I also think it'd be a terrible look if they signed him. I don't know if the... I'm sure they'd be allowed to if they wanted to.
Don't you think Jimmy kind of made that clear, too, at the press conference the other day? Because he said, yeah, we're cautiously optimistic. We'll be able to... what else is he... Some people were using that against him. They were like, well, why should you say anything at all? Because he's being honest. Do you want someone to lie, or do you want him to be... Quinshon Judkins is going to be on this team at some point, right?
You would assume so.
Did he mess up really bad?
Yeah. Perhaps. Okay, if everything's...
It's the NFL, Jeff. At some point, he's going to be on the team.
Well, I would think so. I would be surprised if he's not. How about that?
But people, like, I heard somebody get mad at him for saying, well, you know, we're cautiously optimistic that we'll be able to sign him at some point.
Right.
How can I be mad at somebody? Of course he is. Of course you're going to be cautiously optimistic. What do you want him to say? He would say, no, we're not going to sign him. In fact, we're cutting him right now.
Well, a lot of people would like to hear that.
Andy. Okay, well, that's not happening.
I would agree with that, but I understand why people might think that. But take a look around
the
NFL.
Who's getting cut, though? I mean, these stories are horrible. I can't believe players would find themselves in a position where they're being accused of this, especially if they have control over the situation. I can't get ownership wants to have a player play on the team. The player's stupid. Or let's find out what the legal process is first, too, right? The legal process might keep him off the field.
Might be. All we know right now is that it looked like he was going to be one of the key guys in the offense, and without question. And now he's not there, which just depletes what was already a question-filled offense. That's the catch here. It's just, okay, well, let's hope Dylan Sampson is as good as he was in college. You know, let's see what he can do, and let's hope Jerome Ford is good to go and really inspired to show that you shouldn't have drafted two running backs and you shouldn't have given me a pay cut, even though you guaranteed me the money.
Well, all it did was create opportunity for a guy that played running back at Nevada. Double T.
You mean the guy who Kevin Stefanski didn't know his name?
Toa Taua? Is that how you say it? Toa Taua?
I think that's correct.
It's easier for me to call him, easier than Oboe Okoronkwo.
Kevin's really good at names and such.
Yeah.
The other day he was caught off guard because somebody asked him about him and he couldn't come up with his name.
It's okay.
Guys, let's go to Berea now for Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski.
Down a little bit, but good couple practices coming up today and tomorrow, and then we'll take another break before we get ready to head down to Carolina. Injury front, Kenny Pickett will be back out there in a limited role. Today he continues to progress, and then, you know, I think the guys are doing a nice job understanding all the work that needs to get done. Their focus meetings have been excellent, so looking forward to another good day. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Mary Kay, who's not here, right? She's down in Canton, or on her way to Canton. Unbelievable honor for Mary Kay, well-deserved. So congratulations again to her. But with that, I'll take any questions.
You saw DeJuan leave practice Wednesday.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Fine. Yeah.
When you say limited for Kenny, will he not be doing team stuff?
Correct. Yeah.
Kenny, Kevin, with the him coming back, is there a possibility that he would be full go by joint team workouts next week?
Yeah, I'm not going to. I don't know. I need to see how he looks today. We're not going to get too far past today.
Kevin, there, like, he's still fully in the quarterback competition then in your guys' eyes and then competing for that.
For sure, yeah. That's kind of mentioned to you guys before. I mean, obviously disappointed that he's not full go, but he's very, very much involved in everything we're doing.
Is that a little easier for a guy who's been in the league? I mean, do you feel a little more comfortable with that, with a guy who has been in the league before and gone through the process of getting ready for a season?
Yeah, I think so, Chris. I think he's a player has had a good amount of NFL game exposure. He's had a lot of reps going back through the spring and what we've gotten accomplished so far through training camp. So, yeah, of course, you don't want anybody to be missing action due to any, you know, injury or that type of thing, but he's done a nice job of staying very much engaged.
Kevin, can you explain why you went live tackling this year and will we see it again in training camp?
Yeah, I think every year, Tony, you're looking at what your football team needs, where you are from a bunch of different perspectives and feel like that's the, you know, was the thing that we wanted to do in a safe, it's also in a safe, controlled environment. We've done it here before. It's something that we'll look at over the next couple of days, potentially doing again.
Speaking of looking over the next couple of days, I saw Dave Canales say that they plan on playing their starters the first couple of preseason games. Do you know yet what you guys?
Yeah, I have a pretty good feel for what we're going to do, but I want to, number one, talk to the team about it, and then also want to see how it goes over the next few days as well.
Doesn't that force your hand, the fact that he's playing?
No.
Do you guys usually cooperate as to
who's playing? Well, yeah, certainly cooperate in terms of the practice that we're going to have against each other, what we're going to do when we play each other, but Dave's going to do what he thinks is best for his team. I'll do the same for our team.
Kevin, do you anticipate narrowing the scope of this quarterback competition before you get to Carolina, or using that trip to Carolina to help inform that timeline?
Yeah, I think for all of our positions, every single day is an important part of getting ready for the season and part of the evaluation. So really at every position we'll use these next today, tomorrow, Monday, when we get down to Carolina. All of it is in an effort to get ready for week one and evaluate our players.
With the recent three-day block, how much did you see the rookie QBs kind of take advantage of the extra snaps?
I think, I would say our entire rookie class is taking advantage of their reps. I've been impressed with this group. Going all the way back to the spring, I think they've worked extremely hard. We brought them in early for the early report to get extra reps even in that setting. So it's hard to narrow it to one position because I've been so impressed by the entire group.
Kevin,
with,
I don't,
Malik,
ahead.
With Malik Collins, what do you think he adds to that interior of your D-line?
A veteran player that plays hard, very, very technique sound. He's made a few plays already in camp where you can kind of see his ability to run games and stunts is extremely high because he has so many reps at it. And I think, you know, that goes a long way with some of the young kids at that position as well.
He talked about working out with Mason in the break. How valuable can that be to a guy like Mason?
Yeah, that's invaluable. You know, having a guy that's been there, done that at a high level, can teach you all the tricks of the trade. And also, you know, I give Malik a ton of credit just for his work ethic. Just watch him go out here, how hard he practices.
Number 84, Larvadin. Has he found the end zone a number of times?
Yeah.
Has he opened the eyes of anybody? I mean, he's an undrafted free agent.
Yeah, I think he's done a nice job, Tony. I think Gage, like a lot of these rookies, but he's a very smart kid, so we can line him up all over. And then, you know, in football, when you can catch the rock and make somebody miss, and you know, those are things that get noticed. So he's been where he's supposed to be, which is a big part of being a rookie and understanding your role. But he's also made plays with the ball, so he's done a nice job.
What have you seen his, from a growth standpoint these last couple of years, and then obviously now with Jordan retiring, the injury to JOK, the opportunity opening up for him to kind of carve out a role this year?
Yeah, Mahmoud's a young player, but I've seen him get better each year. He's becoming more and more comfortable, and you see that, and maybe you hear that as a vocal leader, and when you're in the center of the defense making calls, I think shows you how much he understands this scheme and how comfortable he is in it. But I think he's progressing every single year, every single day. He's out here getting better and better.
Kevin, I don't think we've seen Grant in team drills the last few practices. Is he dealing with an injury right now?
He's limited. He's coming along, but he'll be fine.
Something minor?
Yeah.
I'll save Daniel. They haven't asked a question, but any update on guys like Tevin and some of those guys who have been sort of like Grant out the last few days?
No real updates. Everybody is right where we need them to be. They're working hard. They're all on different timetables, but pleased with the progress everybody's making.
Anybody going to be back on the field today?
Kenny Pickett.
Gave
you that one.
Tackling periods governed by the CBA?
No.
How do you feel like the guys took to the last tackle?
Yeah, it did a nice job. Obviously, it's our job as coaches to put it in a controlled setting. It's not live on the quarterback, obviously, and there's still rules about that where you want to still take care of your teammates. Things that you would do in a game you wouldn't necessarily do, even in a live period versus your teammates. So the guys did a nice job.
Are we going to see the live tackling to the ground today and tomorrow?
Yeah, potentially. It's a really day-by-day basis of making decisions of what I think the team needs.
Did they know that was coming?
Yes.
Kevin, how do you see David and Harold maybe getting the most out of each other and David bringing Harold along?
Yeah, I think Dave's done a nice job as a teammate already, just with a young player taking him under his wing and encouraging him and kind of, you know, showing him the ropes, quote unquote. So that's encouraging. And, you know, we like versatile football players. I think both those guys can be that for us. But, yeah, I think it's a really good balance between those two guys.
What's the reasoning for only one practice against Carolina?
Yeah, I have not done a week one practice versus teams before, Tony, so just felt like week one, one day was the right amount.
How do you feel about the youth players being here
tonight? Yeah, we love having youth football players out here. I remind our players all the time that they play a kid's game. They're blessed and fortunate and lucky to play a kid's game. I'm so lucky to coach this game, so we all can put ourselves in these kids' position. I remember going to training camp when I was a kid and what that feeling is like being around your heroes. So we love having these kids out here.
Good.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Kevin Stefanski's press conference and all press conferences here on The Fan are brought to us by Montrose Kia. Choose click cruise at montrosekia.com. Kenny Pickett back on the practice field, limited capacity, but Kenny back out there, Andy, I think that bodes well for the chances of him being good to go maybe against Carolina next week in practice, which is good. Game, we'll see, but I would think that that's fine. And Kenny, if he just lost time this week, I wouldn't think loses any ground in his competition at quarterback with Joe Flacco and Dylan Gabriel and Shakur
Sanders. I don't know why you would. I don't think that. I don't think he lost any ground this week.
No, I don't either. No. 2020 time right here on 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.